kilometers away from packed parking lots. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth. KSL News Time 5:20. So we have the meteor shower peaking tonight. We're expecting clear skies. Sunsets at 6:38 tonight at 5:20. Let's check your trip home. Ricky Meese.
We've had this accident northbound on I-15 after 650 North in Clearfield. It's in the Sunset area, and it is causing delays quickly. So the delays from the crash, in addition to the drive home delays. So if you're northbound on I-15, it's going to be heavy and slow from downtown to Bountiful. But then solid slowdowns from the Highway 89 split in Farmington all the way up to Hill Air Force Base. Michelle Rowe.
Heads up, Utah County drivers. There's a crash in Lehigh that's pulled over to the right shoulder. Then down in Linden, there's a stalled vehicle in the center lane closing that lane. Looking to the east side belt route, I-215 southbound still looking lighter than usual. And finally, Mangator Highway travelers going southbound from California Avenue to Highway 201 still seeing typical delays, Mark.
KSL traffic troopers reporting a couple of stalled vehicles, it looks like, on southbound I-15 just south of 7200 south. Now, the southbound commute is fairly in the red for slow traffic near the 201 I-15 interchange. Traveling down towards Sandy, northbound is not that bad. Coming up from Draper to Sandy is sluggish. East belt delays right at I-80, headed down to 3900 south over on I-215 east side. This traffic report sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your blue tag bonus tax sale. Headquarters located two blocks west of the LaVelle Edwards Stadium, or visit LarryHMillerChevroletProvo.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mark, Ricky, that's an awful lot of traffic to talk about for UEA weekend, don't you think?
It is a little too much, yes.
Traffic.